Hi, I'm Tom Goldsmith. I served in the Navy from 1981 to 1987, and I had the opportunity to recently go on a fishing trip with House in the Woods. We got there a Monday evening, and we fished for 2 days, and then we left on Thursday morning. There were 12 of us. We went fishing for 2 days. I'd never done that kind of fishing. We fished for salmon and had a great time. The fishing was actually second as far as my favorite part. What I thought was the best part was just hanging out with the guys. There were varied backgrounds. Clint was in the Coast Guard. Dave was in the Air Force. There was a lot of Air Force and Army guys. I was in a relatively calm period. I was, you know, the 80s, there wasn't a lot going on in this Cold War stuff. But some of these guys, Dave, for instance, he was in Vietnam, you know, and hearing his stories and just talking with him. And then some of the guys were in Iraq. Some of them were in Afghanistan. And it really helped me in a way because I come from a military family. So hearing what these guys were telling me, I gained a lot to be able to understand that area of it as well. Sometimes it's hard to talk to people that haven't experienced. So having the other people around that have, it's like, oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, that. I understand what you're talking about. Bottom line is House in the Woods does good for people. The reason why people should really look at hard about donating to them is because of this work, because this gives these veterans who may fall through the cracks an outlet. Maybe they're not secure enough to go see counseling. Maybe they don't think they need it. But once they get involved with House in the Woods and there's opportunities for them to get involved, that can help them along the path back to where they need to get.